President Vladimir Putin's words signaled a new phase of Russia's war in Ukraine, formalizing what he said was pre-existing military rule in the annexed regions of Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia and Kherson.
I signed a decree on the introduction of martial law in these four entities of the Russian Federation. It will be immediately sent to the Federation Council for approval.
Putin also established local army headquarters and a special coordination council in the regions under the leadership of Russia's prime minister. The decree comes among threats of a new offensive by the Ukrainian armed forces and an extensive Russian operation to move tens of thousands of people from Kherson to the southern bank of the Dnipro River. They are told it's to protect them from Ukrainian shelling.
There is a continuing evacuation to give the peaceful population a chance to cross to the left bank of the Kherson region. The entrance to the region is closed for civilians for 7 days through all directions and all crossings.
Under Russian law, the decree means the evacuations can now become compulsory, and the authorities can impose any measures they see fit, including restricting public life or forcing people to join the army. Civilian industries and services can also be used for military purposes. The new commander of the Russian operation in Ukraine, Sergei Surovikin, acknowledged the situation is difficult for Russian forces and said what he called painful measures might be required. The Russian army has suffered major defeats in eastern and southern Ukraine since early September. It's not clear what undeclared measures the new phase might include in terms of tactics or types of weapons that Russia might deploy to reverse those defeats. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Moscow.